Welcome to the Daily News Update for Tuesday, October 20th, 2020. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. Thank you for joining me. All right, a couple of really great programming notes. First thing, tomorrow there is news breaking. We're helping to break it. It's major news about how to defeat Google and YouTube censorship. It's a big deal. It's coming out tomorrow. It doesn't have anything to do with the DOJ lawsuit, the antitrust lawsuit that was filed today, which is also another major breaking story that we haven't had a chance to cover yet. But I spoke with some people who know, who are former Google people, and they said, yes, this DOJ lawsuit is the real deal. And even, it's interesting, Elizabeth Warren, a Democrat, has said it doesn't go far enough. So there may be calls to amp this thing up and really cut Google down to size. The one thing that's been happening recently is that Democrats and Republicans alike are all realizing that Google is dangerous. Google's way too powerful. And also Facebook is dangerous and Twitter is dangerous. They're more powerful than governments. They control our speech. They selectively censor things that they don't want you to be able to read or share or post or what have you. And even the Babylon Bee, a satire site, got censored or demonetized by Facebook now because of some left-wing fact-checkers over an article that said Senator Hirono, who is a left-wing moron, let's face it, that Senator Hirono wanted to throw Amy Coney Barrett into a lake to see if she floats to determine whether or not she should be approved for the Supreme Court. You know, it's satire. And Facebook said that because of that, that it's promoting violence against Hirono. So you can't even mock a leftist now without being accused of promoting violence and terrorism. And that's what this is coming to. So if Biden wins, and if we don't defeat big tech, then you won't even be able to criticize Biden without being arrested and imprisoned as a terrorist. Just by saying Biden is senile, you'll be arrested because they'll say, well, you're promoting violence. See how the leftist system works? Absolute tyranny, total control, no freedom for you. And all of the media will become state-run media. Okay, a couple other programming notes. There's also supposed to be a bombshell about Hunter Biden dropping tomorrow. That's from Steve Bannon and Rudy Giuliani have said so. We will see. I've got a new podcast up, Democrats in Panic Over Impending Financial Collapse of Blue Cities. And Reuters is reporting today that there is a coming wave of homelessness and evictions that's going to hit in January. That's right, right in the middle of winter in North America. It's going to be brutal. We are going to see millions of Americans being evicted because, of course, the economy has been crushed by these punitive lockdowns. Now, most of these evictions are going to happen in liberal cities because that's where they did the most aggressive lockdowns and destroyed their local economies in a bid to try to crush Trump. So remember this, that Democrats always sacrifice their own people if it's politically expedient to destroy their enemies. So they are going to be suffering under mass homelessness and violent crime. And it's these same liberal cities that have new policies where retail shops can't call the police. Number one, because police are defunded everywhere, but secondly, because they don't want to be called racist. So if there's someone stealing from them, especially a person of color, you have to just let them steal, which is why many of these retail shops are just closing down. So cities are going to become, these liberal cities will be filled with homeless people and everything that goes with it, the needles, the drug use, the prostitution, the crime, the rapings, the child kidnappings, all that stuff, with basically no grocery stores, no retail shops, no pharmacies, no 7-Elevens, whatever, because they're all just going to be looted every single day by the local thieves. And there are no police. There's no point in even running a business in a place like that. So cities run by Democrats are going to become third world bubbles of crime and corruption and despair. This is what's coming to America. You're going to see it accelerate all throughout next year. If you are anywhere near one of these areas, get the heck out. Save yourself. these Democrats. They destroy everything. Okay, on to the news. YouTube confirms it will immediately ban all videos that question the official vaccine narrative promoted by the WHO and vaccine companies. So if you contradict the fraud and the corruption of the WHO, which is run by China, then you will be banned from YouTube. So YouTube is protecting the narrative of China, of communism, as we already have known for a while. The House Judiciary Committee issues a statement affirming that the smoking gun emails are authentic. I'm talking about Hunter Biden's laptop emails, and that they incriminate the Biden crime family for their corruption involving Ukraine and China. Next story, Governor Whitmer of Michigan has displayed a symbol during a live interview that called for the assassination of President Trump. So Whitmer likes to play like she's this victim. She was part of this false flag hoax operation with the FBI to pretend like, oh, she was the target of a kidnapping plot. The whole plot was dreamed up by the FBI, which is a terrorist organization, okay? And now Whitmer, on a live interview, she displays a message that calls for killing President Trump. The message is 8645. It means 86, you know, the 45th president. And 86 means to destroy or kill. So this is prominently on her screen. She put it there because it's not present in other interviews she did from the same seat. So she added it to this one interview to send out a message on Meet the Press to say kill President Trump. And then she wants to play the victim? She's a criminal traitor who should have been arrested. Even a citizen's arrest is justified when she is committing treason, which is what she is doing. So, you know, there's a lot more coming in this story, but she is a criminal running the state of Michigan. All right, damning emails to Hunter Biden from the from Burisma executives indicate that Hunter sought assistance to close down corruption investigations into Burisma. So this proves that Hunter Biden was being paid by Burisma to use the influence of his father, then Vice President Joe Biden, to pressure Ukraine by withholding the $1 billion in international aid in order to get Ukraine to fire the prosecutors that were investigating Burisma. See how it works? So basically, Hunter Biden was being paid protection money so that Joe Biden could abuse his power in the White House to twist foreign policy and to use the pressure of the United States of America to protect a corporation that was paying off his son. That's a crime. That's corruption. Joe Biden should be arrested. Joe Biden should be imprisoned, as well as Hunter Biden. He should not even qualify to run for president. Okay, Eli Lilly has paused the drug trials of an antibody over safety concerns. So this is yet another situation where a drug company or a vaccine company have found safety problems with their coronavirus treatments, and they've had to halt trials. Now, this one's really shocking. The billionaire Mark Cuban, owner of a sports team, the Dallas Mavericks, has said on the record that he's totally okay with doing business with China, despite China's organ harvesting, torturing and raping of political dissidents, and executions of political dissidents. The human rights abuses of China don't bother Mark Cuban because he's another leftist, greed-driven traitor. All he cares about is his profits and what goes into his pockets, just along with the NFL, the NBA, all these sports organizations that are turning into left-wing terrorist organization supporters, like Black Lives Matter. They also support communist China. So Mark Cuban, he doesn't give a crap about Falun Gong people meditating on a street corner in China, getting snatched, arrested, tortured, have their organs harvested, and then murdered and dumped in a ditch. Mark Cuban thinks that's awesome, as long as he gets paid, because he owns a sports team. Yeah, there you go. There's ethics for you, or total lack of ethics. A Scientific American issues warnings about the confirmed and unknown dangers of 5G tech. So now we have a major mainstream science magazine in America warning about 5G. So I guess they can't keep saying it's just a conspiracy theory, can they? No, it's real. The radiation damages you, causes the production of peroxynitrites in your blood when you're exposed to 5G radiation. There are some nutritional solutions to deal with that. I'm working on a formula right now. We'll see. We'll see what happens, but it's a complex problem. Glenn Greenwald of The Intercept warns, here's the headline, quote, Facebook and Twitter cross a line far more dangerous than what they censor. And he points out that this extreme censorship of Facebook and Twitter, censoring the New York Post news that exposed some of the crimes of Hunter Biden, this censorship is way more dangerous than anything we've ever seen. This is turning America into a thought police, Orwellian regime run by the tech giants who themselves decide what you're allowed to say or see or speak. And as you know, you've been following me probably for a while. I've been warning about this for years because I was banned by YouTube years ago, banned by Twitter, I think over a year ago now, blacklisted by Google years ago. I've been warning that this was coming. And a lot of these mainstream publishers like the New York Post, they ignored those of us in the independent media when we were warning this was going to expand. This is going to get you too. They laughed and they thought, no, you're just banned because you criticize vaccines or you don't like GMOs or whatever. That's why you're banned. They thought they would never be banned because they're pro Monsanto and they're pro pharma. Well, guess what? Now they're banned too. Huh, amazing how that happens, isn't it? You should have listened. You should have defended the rights of the independent media to speak. And since you didn't, now you can't speak. And this is what's happening all across America. People are being silenced, people who thought they were going to be safe, so they didn't speak out. Now they're being silenced and they're enslaved and they're cut off just like we were. Fortunately, over the last few years, I've been building alternative platforms, of course, to help people have the right to speak, such as Brighteon.com for videos and Brighteon.social, an alternative to Twitter and Facebook. And I have great news. We've got major progress from our R&D teams on Brighteon.com. Many new features are coming, including the token donation system, so that users can donate tokens to video content creators who can then cash those in for an actual paycheck. So there's a revenue model coming and also support for MP3 audio files instead of videos. So you'll be able to post just audio files if you want. And users can listen to just the audio files, and maybe they don't have all the bandwidth to support videos. They can just listen to audio as well. So that's coming. That's going to be a very, very popular new feature. We got a great team working on that. Okay, just a couple other things. Twitter has silenced the top Trump COVID task force expert, Dr. Atlas. And in addition to that, China is weaponizing coronavirus vaccines to cause an explosion in the pandemic. So that's coming as well. There are other stories. I don't have time to go into them all. We are posting the second part of the interview with J.R. Nyquist, I think tomorrow or the next day. We're posting another part of the interview with Google whistleblower Zach Voorhees. That's coming soon as well. And we've got more parts of interviews with Sherry Tenpenny and others coming up very soon. Oh yeah, one more thing. I interviewed Matt Bracken yesterday, and that video is being processed and edited right now. We're going to be putting that out in, I think, two parts. So there's a lot of stuff coming out, and we got a new video about lights for your weapon systems. In other words, rifle lights, the best tactical lights. I've got reviews on that, and that's going to be posted at prepwithmike.com probably tomorrow, I would say. In other words, oh my gosh, this is going to be a week of so many videos coming out, so many bombshell news items coming out. I can't even keep up. I don't know about you. I can't keep up. Check out Brighteon.social. Every late night is when I'm on there, usually posting and reading and gathering stories and so on. And just join up. It's free. It's very informative. I don't know how many thousand users we have now. It was 10,000 the last time I checked. It's a lot more now. And it is the best place to get uncensored news headlines as they break in real time from all across the web. It's awesome. Check it out, Brighteon.social, free to use, no ads on the site. It's a real blessing, and you can actually exercise your free speech. So check it out, and thank you for listening today. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, naturalnews.com and Brighteon.com.